I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Isaac, you ever hear the story about the frog and the scorpion?
No, Ben.
The scorpion begs the frog to carry it across the river. The frog says, no. If I carry you, you'll sting me to death. And the scorpion says, oh, come on, froggy. If I sting you, we'll both drown. So the frog lets the scorpion hop on its back. Halfway across the river, the scorpion whips his stinger. And while the frog is sinking, and they're both going to drown, the frog says, but why? Why? You know what the scorpion says?
What?
It's in my nature. In the end, Ike, we are who we are. And I want more. That's what I've always wanted. More.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subjects today will be the season premieres of Franklin and Bash and Magic City and the new TV series Love Thy Neighbor. Kelly Lynch, Danny Houston, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Breckin Meyer, and Patrice Lovely will join us for a fascinating excursion exploring these entertaining TV series. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts?
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time. Today on the TV Time Machine, we travel to the warm climes of Miami to experience the grit and glamour of a magic city. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome two of the stars of Magic City, Kelly Lynch and Danny Houston. Ms. Lynch has been leading lady in such films as Cocktail, Drugstore Cowboy, and Charlie's Angels, and Mr. Houston has appeared in such films as Hitchcock, Wrath of the Titans, and X-Men Origins Wolverine. Over the next segment, Kelly Lynch and Danny Houston will help us explore virtually every aspect of this stylish series, whose season premiere airs Friday, June 14th at 9 p.m. on Starz, as we discuss the characters of Meg Bannock and Ben the Butcher Diamond on Magic City. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to stay at the Miramar Playa Hotel, feel free to light up a Cuban cigar as we travel a crooked line from the present to land in a bottomless swamp of the past. Kelly and Danny, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Hey, we're happy to be here.
Now, the two of you are returning for a second season of Magic City, which premieres Friday, June 14th at 9 p.m. on Starz. Kelly, what can you tell us about the events that will be transpiring this season on Magic City?
Well, we have, left Ike in a very precarious situation at the end of season one, where he is, in jail and wanted and being tried, we think, in the future for the murder of a hitman. And while we root for Ike, he certainly has done what he's denying he's done, and it's a very tricky situation. So season two, we'll have to see what happens with that big cliffhanger, as well as we introduce a whole bunch of new characters this year, including Jimmy Kahn, who plays Cy Berman, who is a sort of the boss of bosses to Danny's Ben Diamond. You can talk a little bit about that. And Sherilyn Fenn, who comes in to play a madam based on a real-life madam from Miami back in the day, and she's fantastic. Isai Morales plays a Cuban man who comes into Miami looking for people to help him fight Castro. Jamie Harris is who is fantastic this year. He plays another gangster in Miami. The gangster theme we call this year Gangster's Paradise
right.
is quite broadened, and it's fantastic,
yeah.
including the rapper Rick Ross.
Wow.
Who plays a character that runs a Bolita parlor named Butterball, and he absolutely steals the episode, I think, and he's fantastic. And then as far as us girls go, we have more glamour, more intrigue between each other. Vera and Meg have quite a standoff over issues of Ike. So there's something for everyone, I think, this year. We're very excited about it.
Well, Danny, of course, you play Ben the Butcher Diamond. How would you describe your character, especially psychologically?
Well, I see him as somewhat of a sort of fallen Roman emperor. He had this gambling kingdom in Cuba, and he's had to retreat back to the United States, and he's now in Miami, and there's a sort of loneliness, I think, that comes with that. He has a lot of time on his hands. He's made this, I suppose, Faustian deal with Ike Evans, beautifully played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and so he's a little bit of a fish out of water, even though he spends a lot of time by the pool in these things that look like Speedos.
Right.
But there's a sort of inherent loneliness to the man. And with that comes a sort of sexually depraved character also, and potentially a very dangerous because he wants to return back to his former glory.
Kelly, you mentioned your character Meg. Where is she in her life right now?
Well, she's at an interesting place. I mean, she is. She has no family as far as she never had children. She said goodbye to husband number two. Her parents are dead. She is the wealthiest woman in Miami, an heiress, one of those gasoline alley, DuPont, Firestone, Doris Duke heiresses, and quite capable of taking care of herself, much the capitalist, and happy to be part of all of that, and yet her only living blood relatives are Ike Evans's children, her sister Molly's children. Molly since passed away, and Ike has, of course, remarried the beautiful showgirl, Vera. And I think one of the interesting things about this season is you start to learn a little bit more about Ike and Meg's relationship, that it existed outside of just Molly's marriage to Ike, and how Meg feels about Vera, that perhaps Ike is slumming with this showgirl from Cuba. And not only is Meg a partner now in the Miramar, she is kind of has designs on Ike and to some degree. So that, we have some amazing scenes. Olga Kurylenko, who plays Vera, and I, that are as scary as two women can be together. We don't have guns, but it does get kind of like, oh, my God. So we like to think we give something to the sort of scary aspects of the show as well.
well, speaking of guns, doesn't your character have a gun, at least for a brief moment in a scene?
Well, she does.
Uh-huh.
She absolutely does, and it's one of my favorite scenes. It felt like, that really felt like a Cary Grant, sort of Grace Kelly scene in a movie. It was actually based on Slim Keith, who was shooting Skeet in her backyard in Beverly Hills. We find... And flirting with Ernest Hemingway, actually, was where it was taken from, according to our showrunner Mitch, and writer extraordinaire Mitch Glazer. But, she's shooting Skeet over the Intercoastal in Miami, which is highly illegal, but apparently not for a Bannock. And Ike comes over to talk to her, and And the two are really flirting in this scene, and there's a rifle in Meg's hand, so it's really great.
Yeah, it was very similar, actually, I think, to the train scene in North by Northwest with Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint. It had that feel to it.
Right. It's just rich, sexy, great stuff. It was like I was in an old movie at that point. I just couldn't believe it. It was so much fun. Jeff and I loved it.
Danny, were you surprised that Ben didn't kill Ike's son last season, and why do you think he didn't do it?
Well, I mentioned the sort of sexual depravity of the man, and we'll investigate the inner workings of why he desires to see his wife make love to his partner's son, lover. But with that comes also an advantage, because he can use this against Ike at any time. He doesn't necessarily believe what his wife, who's a bit of a gangster's moll, I suppose, is up to. And he also sees Stevie, Ike's son, as a potential partner if he were to get rid of Ike. So there are a few advantages for him to have this knowledge, and he just loves to play characters. He's a real poker player in that regard. And usually, as with a lot of the characters actually in the series, knows more than he lets on.
Right.
There's, I suppose, several advantages to it, but it's an odd one. And Mitch, Kelly's husband and my dear friend and a writer who I respect enormously, I read these episodes, I sort of scurry off into dark corners, and I read them, and a lot of the times I'm absolutely and utterly shocked at Ben Diamond's inner workings, but I go to the set and I get it sort of into my Guayabera shirt or Speedos or these wonderful array of dressing gowns that I have, and robes, or like a Roman emperor's robes, and somehow it makes sense, and his complexity is somehow logical.
Kelly and Danny, where can people find out more about yourselves and Magic City online?
Well, I'm at Kelly Lynch on Twitter, and of course IMDb is a great place to look for information about the two of us, and the Magic City has its own website on stars.com, and Magic City is on Twitter as well, at Magic City.
Facebook, is it on Facebook?
And Facebook as well. Magic City has a great Facebook page.
Kelly Lynch and Danny Houston starring in Magic City, whose second season premiere airs Friday, June 14th at 9 p.m. on Stars. Kelly and Danny, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much.
It's been good spending time on the Time Machine.
Stay tuned for our interview with Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer of TNT's Franklin and Bash right after these brief messages.